Well, once again, I think the team started very well. It's true that they were having the ball, but the team could come back with a goal. We were feeling the draw that we could do something against one of the best teams probably in the league. On the way they play, you can see the confidence the players have. And, well, like I said, once again, the team cannot control those situations where we get close, when we start having more the ball and controlling more the game. And, well, we receive against another goal very fast after our equalizer. And after that, we try, but it's impossible. It's like we cannot control those situations.
How does it feel for you to be able to get on a score sheet again?
Well, it's important always for a player to score goals, and much more for strikers. It wasn't in my head to arrive here and try to score 10 goals. But, of course, I wanted to help on that to the team. We are not a team who score many goals. We are very lucky that Roy start again in the good role scoring goals. But always is good, and I was very happy to have that one.
It's the F3 Derby this weekend. You played in the last one. You know, it's quite a fierce rivalry between the two. Did you feel that in the last one? And you know, considering it's the last game of the season.
Yeah, of course. It gives you another extra for that game. It probably is going to be my last game here in Central Coast, and in our stadium against probably the Derby. The crowd is going to be excited to play against them. We weren't lucky in the game before, so hopefully we can do a good game, score goals, and do a good show for the people who come to the stadium.
You've played in a lot of derbies in your time. You know, what's some of the most memorable ones for you?
Well, derbies are always special around the world, but I have to pick one probably. Everton against Liverpool is one of the special ones because you can feel it straight away 2 weeks before the game. The people, the supporters are getting excited. So probably if I have to pick one, that one, or Atletico Madrid, Real Madrid is also a big one.
Do you talk to the guys much about those, you know, your experiences playing in those, and try and pass on any of those experiences?
Yeah, of course. When they ask me about those kind of games and the feelings of being a derby, and try to control the excitement and don't be too anxious. Sometimes it's not even good. It's good to be ready. It's good to be focused on the game 100%, but then no, overweight that situation, because sometimes it's not good for you. You cannot be concentrated at all. So, yeah, always we talk about not only that game, different games that I played before, and hopefully they can keep something of those things. And like I said before, I saw the team, even that we didn't have many good results in the last few games. I saw a lot of improvement in the young players, and hopefully for next season they can do a fantastic competition.
You mentioned that this will be your last game, or probably be your last game for the Mariners. Yeah. Even more important for you to see this team out on a high?
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to finish with a good result, with a good game, that the people here keeps something good from me. And like I say, it's always good to finish with a win. Hopefully we can give it to the supporters and to the team that I think that deserves at least something good.
You mentioned a couple of weeks ago in an interview that you wouldn't mind going another round in the A-League. Could that potentially be the Mariners, or has there been any talk?
To be honest, I don't know, because I wasn't expected to come here to A-League a few months ago. So that's why I said it probably is going to be my last one, because I don't know when it's going to happen. I'm just focused on this game, trying to enjoy it. This is my last week. After, I will go home to think about what's going to happen in the future, to relax, to enjoy family and friends. And that's the only thing is in my head, try to enjoy this weekend.
So there's been no, at this point, there's been no approach from the club, or?
No, we kept in touch. We've been talking about it, what will happen and what is good to do for next season. But like I said, I said the same to them, that right now it's nothing else in my head that is just there this weekend.
And you made quite an impact on the A-League and the Central Coast Mariners. What do you want to be remembered for most by the fans and the players here on the Central Coast?
For that, I think I would like that the people here remember that I was here, that I enjoy my time here, that I try to give my best to the team. I try to pass everything that I learned in my years in different leagues, and hopefully that the players here kept something of that. And that's it. That I would like that they kept in their head that I was a nice guy. That's the only thing.
Just a message to them who have welcomed you with open arms here on the Central Coast. One last message for them.
No, I mean, the support that they've been brilliant since I arrived here. They always treat me so well, with so much respect, and I will always be grateful for that, because it's always difficult when you arrive to a different country, a different culture, to settle, and they made everything easier.